A leave of absence. Then, when they thought, when I got my leave of absence thing ready, man, they offered me 20 cent more on the hour plus, you know, the regular day thing, you know, to do. And they could have done that, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, but they didn't want to do it, you know. So, and then after I split, they got three dudes. They had to hire three dudes to take care of, you know, what I was doing and whatever, you know. That was a good lesson too. And I said, beside that, you don't have any more blacks down here, man. You know, so you take the applications and put them in file 13 and just throw them away at what it is. Said, that's no good, man. Well, you know, we're hiring Bobby. I said, well, if I'm not down here, I know damn good well you're gonna have to hire somebody. So I split, man, and now we've got, you know, I don't know, a lot of folk that are working down there, you know, because of that, because they just got a government contract or something and they had to have some blacks. You know, and that's good because that give them a chance to get into a different economic bracket.
They probably
want a better paying company than 10 or so. Yeah. Well, you can make pretty good money. I started off at $2.77 an hour.
That's pretty good,
though. From living off of $32.50 a week. That was money. And I had the opportunity to save a lot of money too, simply because our way of living was, you know, had developed off of that $32.50 a week, and we just didn't, you know, we didn't do anything different.
That probably helps you a lot.
Yeah, bought a car, bought a new car. Mm-hmm. Shit, you know, which I shouldn't have done that. I bought a new car and this put me completely out of touch mm-hmm. with all the folks, because I was a big shot nigga then, you know, and all this kind of thing, see. Which, you know, which was a mistake again. You know. But it got... It opened up some things for other folks to get new cars and shit if they wanted them.
Well, your mother was telling me yesterday she was born out near here at not Elkins. What's the name of the
community? Black Oak.
How about your daddy?
Daddy was born here, I think. He was born here. Yeah, he was born here. He was born here.
Well, how much schooling did they have? You know?
I think Mama's got an 8th grade education. I think he has too, because the schools didn't go but to the 8th grade, 6th grade or 8th grade. You know, when they were going to school. And they just went to the length of, you know, what the school thing had to offer up there.
Your mom was saying yesterday, she remembers her grandparents who had been slaves.
Mm-hmm. Grandma slave.
Right.
I don't know. I don't remember that. I remember, you know, I remember a big woman that, you know, I vaguely remember a big woman that I used to be with, you know, that used to, you know, yeah. Just very vaguely, you know, very
vaguely. What about your daddy's parents? Were they still alive?
Well, my daddy's mama.
She just died a few years ago.
Yeah, she died, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, I think, something like that. He had an uncle over there in Tulsa that was on the police force, and the Hot Springs School, you know,